Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Success Beyond. I'm Jen, your host, and today I'm talking about how hyper-independence can hinder your entrepreneurial journey. So if you are type A, perfectionist, recovering people pleaser, all of the things, I think it all kind of stems from hyper-independence. So let's talk about it. Yeah. Welcome to the Success Beyond podcast. In this podcast, we embark on a journey of discovery and growth through candid and dynamic conversations with seasoned professionals in the creative industry. Our mission is clear: to provide you with the knowledge, tools, and inspiration you need to thrive in your creative endeavors. Whether you're an artist, designer, writer, or some other type of entrepreneur, Success Beyond is here to educate, empower, and inspire you every step of the way. Join us as we unlock your full potential and elevate your creative journey with insights and strategies shared in each episode. Welcome to a world where success knows no bounds. Welcome to Success Beyond. So one of the things that I have learned over the last really 3.5 years is that in order for me to see the next level of success, I have to have the right support. And this is something I talked about on the CEO Shift podcast, but we are restructuring things here and I'm back to doing solo episodes over here on the Success Beyond podcast. We're closing down a CEO Shift and I'm really excited about bringing these topics to a podcast that has been around for 4 years now. And I really, really, really just love this audience and want to pour into you more. So 3.5 years ago, I went from losing 80% of my business to having more business than I knew what to do with and deciding to launch the agency. And at the same time, knowing that I had trauma and stories and baggage and boxes all in my head that I felt were going to block me from success. I didn't trust myself in several aspects of my life. And then I realized through the first couple of months of therapy that I didn't feel safe in any aspect of my life. And when you don't feel safe, the only person that you feel confident in is yourself. And that turns into hyper-independence. You're the only one who can run the business the way you can. You're the only one who can take care of the home the way you can. You're the only one who can manage the finances, do the meal plan, take care of all the things. You're the only one who can. And then you fill in the blank with all of the things that you do. And what I realized is, one, I can do all the things. I can get up at 5 a.m. and tackle the first part of my workday. And then I can get my son up and get him up and off to school. And then I can go and sit down and dive into the next part of my day. And then I can finish that up. And then I can run and go get him and come home and get dinner on the table and feed the animals and do all the things. And then maybe sit down and work for a couple more hours and then maybe tuck him into bed. I can do all of it, but I wasn't giving anyone the best of me. Everyone was getting slivers of me because I was run ragged and I was tired all the time and I was stressed and I didn't feel like I ever stopped moving. And then I hired a therapist and began working through actually trauma that has absolutely nothing to do with business, but realized that because of certain traumas that have happened, it related into me not trusting myself. And how that related in business is I second-guessed all of my decisions. I wasn't confident in the ability to run a business efficiently. I wasn't confident in my ability to continue growing a business. I wasn't confident in my ability to keep clients. I wasn't confident in my ability to hire the right people. Nothing felt safe. So I was always anxious, always anxious. So in order to alleviate the anxiety, I took care of everything myself. And how that hindered my business is I wasn't serving anyone great. I had a couple of clients that I was able to take care of better, but then other things, and I've talked about this on the podcast before, other things fell by the wayside, whether it was in my own business or it was on certain projects, or I would stay up until midnight finishing things the day before, or, you know, whatever that looked like. And what I realized as I went to therapy and as I began to do different exercises and trust myself more and feel safer in the business is I actually have really good instincts. And when I listen to those instincts and lean into making the right decisions with the information I have at the time, that I do okay. And the first thing that I did was I hired somebody into the business to help me manage this new scale we were at. And I had a business coach and the therapist, and I really leaned on them to help me navigate this new path in my business and starting the agency and building Success Beyond. And I was really honest with the person I brought into my team. I was like, hey, I'm figuring this out. I'm kind of going to throw you to the wolves. We'll figure out together. I'm here for you. You need me. I'll be there. Let's just go do it. And they said, okay. Are you ready to run your business rather than your business running you? Then you need HoneyBook. Streamline your processes, get paid even if you're not at your desk, have your form sent out without having to click a button, and get the information you need to provide your clients with an exceptional experience. I've been using HoneyBook for over 6 years in various businesses and recently switched my business completely over to HoneyBook from another CRM. And I could not be happier with the switch, with the team, and the various tools that are now at my fingertips. If this is a system that you want to look at, then I would love to offer you 50% off of your first year if you head to the link in our show notes. Thank you so much. And I hope you love HoneyBook as much as I do. And in that relationship and having somebody in the business that, you know, was in the trenches with me and I was able to have this sounding board, I realized that by having her just as a sounding board, just as somebody who can kind of tell me I'm heading in the right direction or agree with my assessment or whatever the case is, I realized that I was a better business owner. And I trusted myself more when I had that affirmation. So as I worked with my therapist and I worked with my business coach, I realized that my initial instincts were being affirmed. So about a year later, I parted ways with my business coach, who was phenomenal. I love her to this day. You know, I told her at the time, I was like, I really just want to lean on my own intuition for a bit and kind of see where that takes me. And the business has grown every single year. And I'm not, and we know I've made my mistakes, don't get me wrong. But the more I learned to bring in the right support, to lean on my support system, to listen to people who I admire, the more success I saw. I feel like when you don't feel safe with your business and you feel like you have to take care of everything all the time for all the people, for all the things, you stay in this mindset of you're the only one who can do it. And you're the only one who can get you there. You're the only one who can go make your dreams work. And you're not wrong that you're the only person who can make your dreams happen, but the support that you bring in to help you get there makes it so much easier. I've been in a really tough place the last couple of months, making some realizations in the business, kind of figuring things out. Where do we go from here? How do we continue to stay relevant? What type of offers do we have? The services, the platform, all the things. I've been looking, doing a deep dive on all of it. And as I navigated all of that, the thing that honestly that kept me going on the really hard days is my team and realizing, and not that they were depending on me, not that I'm helping feed their families, not that I'm giving them a paycheck, but like that I know they believe in this business as much as I do. That I know that they saw the potential, the leadership, and wanted to be a part of this team. And they have shown up day after day and told me how much they appreciate the team and how much they appreciate their clients and how much they appreciate being here. And it's something that on the really hard days in business, it's a big part of why I continue showing up on the days that it's really hard to show up for. And if I had stayed in the space of doing it myself and doing it alone and not getting the support and not reconfiguring things in my life to take better care of myself and step away from that hyper independence and have the permission and feel safe enough to rely on other people, I don't think we would see the level of success that we have. So I want to challenge you in looking at your hyper independence. If you are so tightly holding on to things that aren't serving your goals in the long run, ask yourself why. Why do you have to hold on to things so tightly? Why are you so insistent on being independent? And are there ways that you can seek support that feel maybe a little scary, but you feel like you could give up and you'd be okay? Like, what are some things that you can start outsourcing or delegating to your partner, to your kids, to your VA, your content creator? Like, what are some things that you can get help with so that it's just one step away from being hyper independent? Because when you allow yourself to let go, when you allow yourself to feel safe enough to depend on someone else, that's when you'll be able to see, in my opinion, balance in your life. You'll be able to hit new goals because you have the support to get you there. And it's not you just trying to make it happen. Yeah, that's all I got. I think if you can figure out a way to slowly step away from hyper independence, your business will be in such a better place. Give yourself 6 months. Hire, outsource, delegate what feels easiest at the time. And then as it gets easier, you'll be able to delegate and outsource more. Just from one type A perfectionist, hyper independent person to another. Well, that is all we have for this week. I am so grateful that you tuned into this episode. If you enjoyed this episode or previous episodes, I would love if you took a moment to subscribe or leave a review for our channel. That would mean the world to me. And you can always hang out with us over at the gram at successbeyond.co. Thanks, and we'll see you there.